Mitt Romney addressed about 120 of his supporters at the Tampa Convention Center. Despite the political baggage that might accompany supporting an unpopular president, Romney praised President George W. Bush's State of the Union address.
You know, I thought it was very impressive. This is a person who's no longer looking at a political career. He's only thinking about what's right for the country, what's right for America. And as he laid out his plans and what he wants Congress to do, he was speaking from the heart. There's no politics in what he was saying last night. He was talking about what he honestly believes is right for America. And he's right about one thing. First, he's kept us safe these last 6 years, and we owe him a debt of gratitude.
In the same building as the Romney rally, several hundred immigrants were getting their U.S. citizenships. Romney applauded these new citizens and said that the people who are in the country illegally should, quote, get back in line. Romney criticized the Democratic presidential candidates for their views on government spending.
You hear someone like Barack Obama say that he's going to bring change to Washington and change to America, and the truth is, I think he would change America, just not the way you want it to change. I want to make sure that we get Washington on the right track. You see, they take their inspiration, the Democrats do, from the Washington of the past for the big government. They look at Europe and they see what Europe has done, socialized medicine and high taxes, big government. The inspiration for our country is not going to come from Europe and socialized plans with big government and big brother and big taxes. The inspiration from America comes from someone like Ronald Reagan.
Romney said he wanted to cut taxes on the interest people earn on their savings, but he did not speak about the millions who can't afford to put money into a savings account.
I have a special savings plan, by the way, for anybody earning $200,000 a year and less, and that's 95% of Americans. I'd say that when you save your money and you get your interest check from the bank or your dividend from the mutual fund or capital gains, the new tax rate ought to be zero. Let people save their money tax-free.
Borrowing a theme from the Barack Obama campaign, Romney said that there is a united America. At the same time, Romney took a jab at the prospects of John Edwards, who was trailing both Obama and Hillary Clinton in the race for the Democratic nomination.
I listened to John Edwards, who I don't think we'll have to listen to too much longer. But I listened to John Edwards, and he occasionally talks, as you've heard, about two Americas. I don't think he could be more wrong. I think on the matters that matter most, there's one America. Oh, of course, there are differences between us. We have men and women and Republicans and Democrats and black and white and people that come from the North and them from the South. And we got a lot of differences among us, but we come together as a nation of united Americans that love our families and love our faith and love our country.
Romney refrained from mentioning his main Republican rival, Senator John McCain, by name, but he did criticize McCain's position on economic issues.
One of the candidates out there running for president said that the economy is not his strong suit. Well, it's my strong suit.
State Representative Trey Traviesa, who introduced Romney, also criticized McCain. Traviesa said McCain worked too well with what he called liberal Democrats. As McCain arrived for a $1,000 per plate fundraiser lunch at the Tampa Club, WMNF asked for his reaction to these comments.
Yeah, I'm entertained. I'm entertained. The kind of desperation and the negative stuff that Romney has done. He did it against Huckabee in Iowa, against me in New Hampshire. It seems that he doesn't know any other way to campaign except to attack people, and that doesn't work. We know my record. We know my support for this country, and we know that he wanted to pull out of Iraq at the toughest times. That shows his inexperience and lack of judgment.
McCain told WMNF that he could win Florida's presidential primary election.
Yeah, I think we're going to win if we can get a good turnout. Too early to tell, but I'm optimistic at what we're hearing, which is always unreliable.
Two other Republican candidates could be facing an early exit from the presidential race if they don't fare well in Florida or in next week's Super Tuesday primary in 22 other states. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee counted on good showings in Florida to boost their slumping campaigns. But polls show that both of those candidates trail Romney and McCain. Christian Coalition co-founder Ralph Reed was at the Romney rally. Reed said that Mike Huckabee's presidential aspirations are not over yet.
He's going to be a factor as long as he stays in the race because he's got a built-in base among social conservatives and self-identified evangelicals.
Reed said that with the Super Tuesday primaries coming up, candidates have to strategically pick which states to campaign heavily in. Voters will make similar political calculations, Reed predicted, by picking a candidate like Romney who has a good chance to win.
If it's a winner-take-all state, you do start to see voters engage in strategic voting. You know, they start to slide off candidates that don't think they can compete And even Mike, I guess about a week ago, said, well, you know, if I go down to Florida and I, you know, and I spill my blood and I come 1% short, I don't get a single delegate. So I've got to sort of play other places too. And I think voters are doing that.
Reid would not indicate how evangelicals would react if McCain becomes the frontrunner after Florida's primary or after Super Tuesday. Reid said he would have to examine the Florida primary's exit polls to see whether Huckabee supporters had already jumped ship to support Romney. Ralph Reid said he has not yet endorsed any candidate and claimed that he attended the Mitt Romney rally because he, quote, had another event.
He's a good guy. I like him. But I'm not formally signed on with any campaign.
Reid said that evangelical voters are looking for the same things in presidential candidates that other voters are.
You know, the economy, health care, the war on terrorism, obviously values, all those things. I think that this has been a win-win for everybody, to be honest with you. I mean, Huckabee, by being in the race and energizing those social conservatives, that's been good for the party. But it's also challenged the other candidates to go out and compete for that vote, and that's been good. So my view is that this very highly competitive, wide-open primary, the most wide-open and competitive of my career, is nothing but good for the Republican Party.
Polling places are open in Florida until 7 p.m. tonight. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.